right. Angel. Angel, where are you from originally? Where'd you grow up?
I was born and raised in Seattle.
Tell me about your family. You had mom and dad?
Yeah, my dad. I didn't grow up with my dad. I was in foster care. Parents, became parents young. My dad knocked my mom when he was like, 14? So, yeah, I was in the foster system. Met my dad when I was 14. But I was like a badass kid, always running away. My mom, she a drug addict. Never met her.
You never met your mom?
Mm-mm.
So who raised you?
Foster parents, foster group parents. Homes, the system. Mm-hmm.
Just various families?
Mm-hmm.
And how old are you now?
I'm 18.
Which means you're 15?
I'm 18.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I've had a bunch of 18-year-olds that I found out later were actually 16, 15.
No, actually, my birthday's in June. I'm going to be 19.
You've been doing this kind of work for how long?
About a year.
About a year?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get into it?
I had friends that were hoes, and they kind of just put me on with game. I was like, okay, you feel me? I seen how they was moving and making money.
Did you finish high school?
Mm-mm. No, I dropped out like freshman year.
And what'd you do then?
Badass kid. They kept on getting me into school, never went. Like, I was in school, just wouldn't go.
Did you feel loved as a kid?
Yeah. I had family, I could see them, you know, but I didn't live with them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you live now? Do you have your own apartment, or do you?
Mm-hmm. I live in Sacramento.
You have an apartment there?
Mm-hmm.
And you work with a pimp?
Mm-mm. Not no more. Not at the moment.
What do you think of this kind of work?
It's fast. It's fast.
The money you make is good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you save your money?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you spend it?
I save some, spend some, you know. I don't just blow it off.
Do you have money saved up?
Mm-hmm.
You have a bank account?
Getting there, yeah.
Tell me about the kind of guys that are your customers.
My customers?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean? There's not much to really say about them.
They're married, they're single, they're...
All types of shit. Yeah.
How do you think you've changed since you've been doing this kind of work?
My confidence, definitely. I see shit differently. Like, what comes with the game, you feel me? Like, it definitely, like, I don't know, it'll make you look at shit differently.
Like, I'm sorry?
It'll make you look at shit differently. Yeah. I don't know, it's just the mindset.
How do you look at things differently?
The mindset, like, you feel me? I look at men differently. I look at...
How do you see men differently?
You feel me? Like, there's no love out here.
Is love important?
No, it's loyalty. Fuck love.
Loyalty is important.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like pimp talk. You've had pimps before?
Yeah, of course.
Is that how you got into it?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to be doing it by myself if I didn't know what I was doing.
Are drugs a part of your life?
No.
What's your favorite thing about this kind of work?
My favorite thing? The money. I mean... That's all what it's for.
What's your least favorite thing about this kind of work?
I don't really know what to say on that. My least favorite thing about this shit. I don't even know.
Do you have any friends? Did you have things that you wished you could have done with your life? You're still young, you can still do them, of course, but are there things that you wish you would have pursued?
Yeah, I wanted to be an ultrasound tech. I've always wanted to like work with pregnant women.
Did you have role models as a kid?
Not really. Everybody in my life came and go. You know, I was in the foster system, so. And if like my foster parents, it wasn't for too long. I was always moving around.
What makes you happy now?
I'm not sure. Shit. Seeing I'm going somewhere with this shit.
Are you going somewhere with this shit?
Yeah, I'm making money. I'm getting to my goals. I'm doing better.
Do you believe in karma? How's your karma?
My karma? What do you mean?
How is your karma?
I mean, I don't really be doing shit to people to like get karma.
You're not sleeping with women's husbands?
Well, I mean, like, that's on them. That's not me.
Not you.
Yeah, they're being out of line with that. They know what they're doing. Shit.
Your square life is just unappealing to you?
Yeah.
You think you're addicted to the fast money?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm addicted, but I feel like there wouldn't be no reason for me to stop if I've already, you know.
You think there are any prices that you pay for doing this, living this kind of lifestyle? Nothing at all. What's been the best thing that's ever happened to you in your life?
Best thing that's ever happened to me. Getting my own apartment, being able to actually like pay off for that shit with my own money that I worked for. You know, like being able to say, yeah, I did that.
How much do you make in a night?
And at night, shit. Really just depends on the night. If it's a good night, shit, I'm touching like damn near 2 bands.
So if you're touching $2,000, how many dates is that?
Probably like 10.
Do you believe in love? No. What do you think the most misunderstood thing is about girls that do this kind of work?
Most of these girls, they want to like love, you feel me? Got turned down. You know, I don't know. A lot of these bitches lost respect because of like different shit. But I could only speak on my behalf, not a lot of, you know. But I feel misunderstood and I don't really know. Like I don't got no words for it. Like I can't really speak on how I feel, you know.
Is it difficult for you to be around so many people that you can't trust?
No, you
No.
can't trust nobody.
That's what I'm saying. So you're surrounded by people like the tricks or the pimps or
It's
the.
not difficult. You just gotta
It's
know
not
what you're
easy.
doing.
I mean, it's not difficult.
It's not difficult. You gotta know what you're doing. Be aware of your surroundings.
What advice would you give to some girl who's thinking about doing this kind of work?
Think about it in the long term. And don't just blow all your money, stack it up. And don't put your all in a pimp. Oh God, they're gonna turn you down.
Is there anything you're afraid of? Anything you worry about? Nothing at all.
Mm-mm.
Angel, what would you say is the most important lesson you're learning at 18 years old?
Most important lesson. You gotta take risks. Think of what you want.
All right. Thank you very much, Angel. Mm. Good luck out there.
All right, thank you.
I hope you get rich.
Thank you.
Infamous Fig, where the night comes alive in ways you ain't never seen before. This ain't just any street, nah. This right here is a playground for the bold, the hustlers, the pimps, and the slickest con artists in the game. Women out here barely covered, turning heads with every step. They know the hustle. They know it well. There's no other place in the world like it. The best of the best work these streets. Making moves when the sun goes down. When the real money starts flowing. What exchanges hands between a woman and her clients on Fig, well, it's more than most can ever dream of. Tonight, we're taking you deep into the life of a 304, showing you the world through the eyes of those who live and breathe this hustle. Buckle the fuck up, and let us take you on a journey you won't never forget. Welcome to Fig.